Bloomberg Daybreak Europe, weekday mornings at 6 a.m. on London DAB digital radio and on demand via the Bloomberg Business app and BloombergRadio.com.
Joining us now is Francis O'Grady, the General Secretary of the British Trades Union Congress. Francis, anything to like at all in this autumn statement?
I think the government is making the wrong choices. What we're seeing is the super rich, the wealthy, hardly a dent in their bank balances, but working
Hang
people.
Hang on, tax rates are going up on higher earners.
But they're going up on ordinary people as well. And what the government hasn't done is take action on bankers' bonuses. On the contrary, they're lifting the cap. They haven't tackled non-dom status. And they haven't equalised capital gains tax with income tax. So in other words, they're rewarding wealth, not work. And, you know, meanwhile, we've got key workers in the NHS, in schools, right across our education system on their knees. And that's a false economy, because if we don't invest fully in our public services and give those workers a decent pay rise, then those services won't be able to help drive the growth of the future that we need.
But hang on a sec, the national living wage is going up, the increase for pensions and benefits is going up in line with inflation. That was a key point that campaigners were really worried about. And you've also got an energy price guarantee. Rather than running out in April, that's going to continue at a higher rate. But that is a huge expense to government and a massive kind of buffer protection for people in the energy crisis.
The government did the bare minimum on minimum wage workers and benefits. And as we all know, it's very expensive to be poor. So even with that uprating in line with inflation, of course, working people on very low pay spend more of their budgets on food and energy and rent costs, which are precisely the areas that are going through the roof. But that was something that we campaigned for as a trade union movement. But what we're seeing is, you know, that failure to get to grips with poverty and inequality, and that failure to invest for the future. The TUC set out plans for an £85 billion investment in green infrastructure and technologies in the parts of the country that need good jobs most. And that would have delivered 1 million jobs. But instead, the government looks intent on doing a kind of tribute act to George Osborne, cutting services to the bone when there is no fat left to trim. Mm. And at the same time, this is a false economy. We've seen the number of learners in further education halve since 2010. Apprenticeships have gone off the cliff. This is not going to get us fit for a fairer, greener future.
And you've outlined the pain on for working families and those on lower incomes, and of course those working in the public services. Do you expect further industrial action? We know nurses have voted to go on strike. What is the depth of industrial action that we're expecting in the months and years ahead?
Well, we've got a huge number of ballots currently going. No worker wants to go on strike, particularly those workers who have a vocation, nurses, firefighters, teachers. But they only vote yes in that ballot when they feel that the boss, the government in this case, just isn't listening and isn't willing to compromise. And as I say, the big headline of this budget is that over the next 2 years, working people will take the biggest hit on living standards on record. That's just not sustainable. We're seeing one in three public servants, according to TUC research, actively considering quitting the service or taking steps to quit. If we run down our services, we won't have a trained workforce for the future. We won't have educated kids. We won't have a healthy workforce. And again, we've seen the number of people on long-term sick and not in the labour market because they're sick soar. And that's, you know, we're facing, it takes weeks to get an appointment to see your GP, never mind waiting lists for operations.
months.
Yeah, although, I mean, getting into the weeds, and it's a bit geeky, but we don't know whether it's, we don't know exactly why. There's kind of still quite a lot of missing elements about why those workers are dropping out, and whether it's sickness, you know, long-term sickness because of work, or when people have stopped working that they become unwell. So it's quite tricky with that point. But look,
but we do know that long waiting lists don't help. If you want to get people back on their feet and back into the workforce to help make the economy grow, this isn't the way to go about it.
Okay. The thing is that overall households are going to suffer a record drop in disposable income. And the Resolution Foundation says that it's actually the middle income earners here in the UK that are going to be hit hard. I mean, that includes a lot of public sector workers. So it's not just the poorest in society who are going to be hit hard. Frankly, it's everybody. We are in contraction territory now, going probably into a significant recession. Everyone's being hit hard.
Well, that's absolutely right. Everybody apart from the super rich. I mean, if you were to equalise capital gains tax with income tax, that would raise enough money to give every single public servant an inflation-proof pay rise. You know, those are the sorts of choices that we now need to make. We're in recession already. There's a risk of that dipping into depression if we don't
make
the right
choices.
But look,
Royal Mail workers are going on strike. The nurses have given the government something like 5 days to come up with a package. Rishi Sunak has said that 17%, which is the demand from the Royal College of Nurses, is unaffordable. And 17% is eye-watering. Between, you know, now, over the next 3 months, the UK could be crippled by industrial action. And that is certainly going to not help with the recession.
Well, the government would only have itself to blame. We've been trying to talk to the government for months and months and months. And, you know, there have recently just been meetings, but a number of our union negotiators are worried that this is just a sort of tick box exercise and that the government isn't prepared to enter meaningful negotiations. There is still time for it to shift course, and I would strongly advise it to, because remember, this isn't just about real pay cuts this year. Working people in Britain have had pay cuts and pay stagnation for the last 12 years. People simply can't cope. You know, we've got kids going to school with holes in their shoes, people doing key jobs, important key jobs, as we saw during the pandemic, who can't afford to raise their families. So, of course, this is a last resort. But I can tell you that the workers I've spoken to have a quiet determination that they are not going to pay the price this time.
OK, Francis, this was a question I put to Rachel Reeves, so maybe I can get your views on it. Clearly, one way to get growth in this economy and to improve growth prospects would be to rejoin the customs union and the single market. Would you be lobbying? Will you be prepared to lobby the Labour Party to change their views on Brexit?
Well, you know, the country took a decision. As you know, the TUC campaigned.
But polls have changed, Francis. Polls have changed. The data is there. The views of the people are changing. Joining the single currency, so joining the single market and the customs union would be a clear benefit to this economy and your members.
Well, what we certainly need as a first big step is a much better and closer deal with the EU. And certainly, you know, from a TUC perspective, what we're interested in is how do we protect jobs? How do we protect public services? How do we protect economic growth for the future? The EU is our single biggest trading partner. And of course, we had a big interest because we've seen this government saying it's going to attack workers' rights, attack unions' ability to organise collectively, bargain, and to take strike action. Rights that were protected in the EU and are protected internationally, we are very keen to uphold. So, of course, it makes sense to get a much best closer deal with the trading partner that's geographically closest to us and our most important one. You know, I think the government has made huge mistakes on that front, playing with fire over the Northern Ireland Protocol. You know, it's time to stop that nonsense and get a decent deal.
Bloomberg Daybreak Europe, weekday mornings at 6 a.m. on London DAB digital radio and on demand via the Bloomberg Business app and BloombergRadio.com.